Thank you, Maya. How are those kids? Right. Last Sunday, Reverend Janet Friedland gave a wonderful lesson entitled Building the House. In the context of the lesson, Reverend Janet first spoke of a brick and mortar house that we fill with all types of furniture and curtains, carpets, knickknacks, and so forth and so on. And then the crux of the lesson really began when Janet spoke on our spiritual house, our consciousness, and how it is either filled with the limited things of the world or it is filled with the perfect things of the Christ mind. Regardless, it is dominion or the misappropriation of dominion that makes it so. Today, just as every day, man goes through life experiencing all kinds of situations and events out here in the world. Over the years, each of us have felt joy, happiness, and satisfaction as a result of this or that life experience. Likewise, we have experienced seeming sadness, frustration, and a sense of failure relative to this or that personal matter. This is the human scene. The human scene where there are untold numbers of individuals that believe that that which they experience, pleasant or unpleasant, is attributed to a concept they refer to as God. Some God separate and apart from them, usually residing up in the distant skies, that has personally rewarded them for being so-called good people, and conversely, has punished them because they were bad. This being so, how many individuals do you know that seem to experience the same negative situations week after week, month after month, year after year? No doubt you know of a friend, a work associate, or a family member that always seems to be in the same negative spot. There's that family relative who in particular is always short of cash, always had a handout asking you or others for a loan. Funds, by the way, that in most cases you know you shall never see again. I have a relative like that. And how about those individuals that always seem to be in this or that legal situation? Another court appearance because they failed to pay a creditor, another DWI charge, another arrest for this or that infraction of the law. And then there are those who claim a consistent state of ill health and lack, or let others rule over them, blindly giving others control over their lives, over their very emotions. And through it all, there is a sure and unfailing answer, a better way, a sure path. But until such time that these individuals awaken and come to know the perfect spiritual truth of their being, they, by their own error, shall live their human lives out in the world as perpetual victims of outer circumstances, victims of people, places, and things. They exclaim, "I can't help the way I feel, think, and act. I am not worthy. I have no self-esteem. I am afraid. I have no confidence. I have no power over these things out here. I am codependent," and on and on and on, claiming with the words, "I am," that which they think they are in the world of error and personalities, in the world of effect. And so those that turn away from or do not know the truth of their being and of the Father's dominion and power available to them? Look in vain to the world for a so-called better life, to be healed, to get better. But as we know, the only answer is in the realization of the Father within. Man's abundant, loving, and omnipresent spiritual source. Dominion is defined in Webster's dictionary means the law, supreme authority, and total sovereignty. In the world without, a government has it, a king or queen has it, an institution has it. Dominion, law, authority. But this is the world. And so, what does Scripture tell us about dominion? The true and only dominion that is not of this world. In Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27, we read, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." As students of divine science, we know that we are one in and of God. And all that he is, we are at all times. That his is the only dominion, the kingdom of heaven, consciousness, where unlimited authority and power reside. We also know that Scripture, in its metaphysical context, means something very different to us than it does to those that know not. Metaphysically, in one place, just in one place, in Genesis 1:26, as we consider our dominion over the fish, we come upon the very basis for all that we create. Why? Because metaphysically, fish always symbolize and represent ideas. And so man and woman made in the image and likeness of God were given dominion over everything that goes to constitute creativity. But that which they elect to think upon and move them is completely up to them. Completely up to us. Every one of us here today has experienced and shall continue to experience certain situations, conditions, and demonstrations out here in the world that we ourselves have crafted. Demonstrations and situations that are likened to the very nature and quality of our thoughts. In those instances where our demonstrations are the product of heavenly dominion in and of God, they are good and very good. This is the law. In those instances when our demonstrations were brought forth through error thinking, through a limited human mind catering to the world of effect, they are unpleasant. And this too, my friends, is the law. Thus we are reminded in Scripture, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Philippians 4, verses 8. Dominion is an inner consciousness realized and obtained only through mind discipline. This supreme authority, dominion, comes when man realizes his oneness with his omnipresent Father. The power and right of dominion and authority are innate within each of us, having been implanted there by divine mind at man's very creation. This being said, with our dominion comes our choice. to look within for our truth in God and bring forth the good fruit, or to look without to the world of material, the temporal world of effect, of lack and limitation. Over 2,000 years ago, the Master Jesus knew from where his dominion came. He knew assuredly. He knew and taught that it was that source, his Father, that not only had power, but was power. That it was the source that had dominion everywhere at all times. And so he said unto them, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one." And he also said, "The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works." In and of the Father, we can never be anything other than that which we are. Spiritual beings, eternal and perfect in all ways. But when man is lost in and blinded by the darkness and knows not his true light, there is a misrepresentation of dominion, and there is no God consciousness at work. No doubt there are some of us that came to this church totally unfamiliar with our truth teaching, having no idea that all power was in and of them, that the same Christ that lived and moved our brother Jesus is also in and of them, just waiting to be recognized and brought forth into manifestation. And it is in this truth, the very essence of our being, within consciousness, that real dominion exists. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Psalm 145, verse 13. I must tell you that during the preparation for this lesson, I was not surprised by some of what I read when it comes to that which many people believe dominion to be, and how their ignorance of their truth begets the appearance of human divisiveness, hate, racism, class struggle, and worldly turmoil. For instance, there are those that believe so-called Christian man is to procreate as actively as possible, so that growing multitude of faithful believers can convert the world to Christianity as they understand it to be. There is even a movement called Dominion Theology, also known as Dominionism, that includes a group of so-called Christians that, based upon their understanding of biblical law and political ideologies, seek to institute, to create, an entire nation governed by devout Christians. And who knows what that nation would look like, my friends? Sounds like the Old Testament and the law for certain, but the Master would have none of it, and neither should we. He said, "Look beyond appearances, take no thought." And he also taught the law of love, understanding, joy, tolerance, and the one truth that God, our Father, and our dominion in and of him are within each and every man and woman. At the beginning of the lesson, I spoke of the negative demonstrations that beset the individual human and the collective human scene. I mentioned the worldly mental conditions that we ourselves bring about by our ignorance, our arrogance, our ego, our pride, and our faulty thinking. But this is nothing new on the human scene. For instance, regarding the history of the United States, we take a look at the thing called manifest destiny, a phrase coined in 1845 by its many advocates that ideates that the United States is destined by God to expand its dominion and spread democracy and capitalism across the entire North American continent. Of course, my friends, this had nothing to do with our truth and with God, but rather it served as human doctrine that promoted the so-called superiority, power, and authority of one race of men to rule over and dominate another, to take over land and property in entire regions, all for human and financial and material gain and a sense of national power. And so world history is full of man's use of a false sense of dominion. These so-called God-ordained human activities have absolutely nothing to do with God nor spiritual dominion within. This is mental man at work, my friends, and he is still with us today, this very day, in all of his ignorance. Just turn on your television set. It's all there, appearing as hate, racism, anger, divisiveness, greed, and much more of the world's error. But there's an answer to this in Scripture. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. 1 Corinthians 3:19. My friends, true dominion that is ours through the one and only Creator, the one and only truth of all that is and shall ever be, has nothing to do with having human dominion, domination, and rule over anything or anybody. It is always a dominion over ourselves. And when the Bible says that God gave us dominion over everything in the earth, above the earth and beneath the earth, it means that we have dominion over our consciousness and over everything within our consciousness. And so, since the entire universe exists within our consciousness, by having dominion over ourselves, we automatically have dominion over everything that pertains to our individual lives. As students of truth, we know that we are really living in a world of withinness. We are not fighting elements outside of ourselves. We are not fighting principalities or so-called external powers. We are not fighting persons or conditions external to ourselves. The only struggle that we have is to always be awakened to our truth, so that we are exercising our God-given dominion over our very own consciousness. It is then that you and I are seeing with the single eye all that is good, and we acknowledge everything in the external world as appearance, as effect, and learn how to handle it. And the best way to handle outer appearance is to turn within, to recognize that no power exists external to our consciousness. Should the errant desire to turn away from our truth seek entry in our minds, we in and of our Father's dominion are to say, as did the Master, get thee behind me, Satan. To exercise dominion, to appropriate all that is good and very good in our lives, we must consciously and constantly realize the indwelling Christ, the I Am, that is of each of us. We have to recognize it, realize its glorious nature, realize its function, realize why the Christ is incarnated in us. Further, we must know intuitively that the misappropriation of dominion can never bring forth anything of good. And so we hear, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalm 127. Thus we must exercise our dominion, God consciousness, throughout our waking hours. Without exercising it, going within regularly, without practicing the presence of God and walking in God's tenets, we will lose it. As we are drawn to the call and temptation of the outer world, as it appears real, but it is not. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. My friends, when we stay in the spiritual light of truth through prayer and meditation, pure principle guides us in all of our ways. And when we appropriate and live and walk in our God-given dominion, people out in the world can sense it. They know it. They soon realize that we are about God's business. Why? Because the dominion, the perfect and only power, and the sense of strength that is demonstrated through you out into the world is full of God's love, warmth, understanding, and health. And it is in the light of Christ that shines through our eyes that makes it evident that we do not want anything or anyone else out here in the world to dictate to us who and what we are. And we are not plotting and scheming to take anything from anyone, but rather the pure principle steers us in the domain of consciousness. And all we are doing is being very certain that no person nor the world govern us, that we are governed by God alone. And so it is that neither so-called human death, nor principalities, nor external conditions have any power over us, as we have sovereign being in the kingdom. Thus the words of Jesus as he responded to Pontius Pilate's comments that he, Pilate, had the power, the dominion of life and death over Jesus. Well, Jesus knew his truth. And he told Pilate he, Jesus, was not of this world, and that he, Pilate, had no real power over him, lest it were given him by the Father. The human condition is nothing more than mind made manifest, as we well know, my friends. Even as we sit here this morning, here in the sanctuary, we are busy in thought. Right now, this very moment, we are busy in thought. And the nature of that which we are thinking upon shall be mirrored in today's demonstration. Or maybe tomorrow's, or even next week's. Because we are always demonstrating our consciousness. Our challenge is to find the voice that is forever saying, I am the Lord God that healeth thee. This is what changes an ordinary human being into a child of God. As Paul said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Taking a look at your life today, the conditions that you are experiencing, the health of your body, the abundanceness you have or have not, the quality of your relationships with others, your sense of wholeness or emptiness, all that is going on with you, whatever it may be, know that your thinking has made these things so. And you alone have the dominion within, God consciousness, the power to look away from the limitations of the world and to change so-called darkness into light. It is up to each of us as to which way we turn. Let us turn within to our truth and live in and demonstrate without the love, the peace, the life, the wisdom, the knowledge, the joy, and the power that are ours in and of our Father's kingdom. My friends, so we make this lesson practical today and into the future. Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Please close your eyes. Assume a comfortable position and be still, knowing that He, in the midst of thee, our glorious and loving Father, is greater than anything that can ever come to you out here in the world. In this time of silence, be attentive to the still small voice saying, take time for me. Take time for me. Turn to me. Feel His omnipresent and omniscient, loving and gentle voice saying, you are one in and of me, my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased. Be still, my child, and know that my peace is your peace. My abundance is your abundance. My power is your power. And my health is your health. You are perfect in all ways, made in my image and likeness, and my eternal being is your eternal being. Know, my child, that in me you are love, joy, knowledge, harmony, and wholeness. My presence is your sufficiency in all things. Fear not, for no weapon formed against you shall prosper. In me is your fullness, and of me is your truth. I go before you, dispelling every appearance of darkness, every appearance of discord, and every appearance of inharmony. And so it is, my dear child, that I bless you, I keep you, and I hold you forever in my loving and eternal truth as the creator of all that is and all that shall ever be. We have heard you, Father. We realize and are humbled and grateful for your loving and giving presence that is here now in all of its glory, in all of its power. And so it is, dear God, O most loving Father, that we give you thanks for your unconditional love and amazing grace. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines His love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.